Due to the imprints of self-grasping ignorance accumulated over time without the beginning, our I appears to us as inherently existent. And we can apply the same reasons now to realize the emptiness of our I or our self. And before that, I would like to briefly read a very helpful explanation what inherent existent grasping at an inherently existent I means. So you can read that on page 51 in How to Transform Your Life. We grasp at an inherently existent I and mine all the time. Day and night. Right now. Maybe you think, oh, I'm tired. I want to go. Or, oh, it's too much. Or, I don't know. Or I need this or whatever. Yeah, all the time. This mind is the delusion of self-grasping ignorance. Whenever we are embarrassed, afraid, angry, indignant, or puffed up with pride, we have a very strong sense of self or I. We all have this situation. We have been criticized, we have been praised, and we just grow instantaneously a few inches. And then our I manifests strongly. And we have a strong sense. Feel very self-conscious. Conscious? The I that we are grasping on these occasions is the inherently existent I. Even when we are relaxed and relatively peaceful, we still grasp our I as inherently existent, though in a less pronounced way. This mind is self-grasp. This mind of self-grasping is the basis of all our delusions and the source of all our problems. To free ourselves from delusions and the problems they cause, we need to understand that the inherently existent I we grasp so firmly and continuously does not exist at all. It never has existed. I'm not going to take you away anything. And never will. It is merely the fabrication of our self-grasping ignorance. It's so powerful. So powerful. Yeah? So the I we grasp so firmly and continuously at does not exist at all. It never has existed and it never will exist because it is a non-existent.